All right, welcome back, or good morning, good afternoon, wherever you might be. I'm Jim Rome. I'm live. I'm in Southern California, and we've been all over college ball all day long. Blockbuster, John Calipari apparently on his way to Arkansas. That opens up a job at Kentucky. Oh, by the way, the Natty tonight. National championship game tonight coming up, Final Four weekend. So we've been hitting all of that. Telephone line is toll-free and open to you in the United States and in Canada, 1-800-636-8686. As promised, we are joined right now by the new head basketball coach at Louisville. He was introduced as the new coach on March 28th. He spent the last three seasons at the College of Charleston, reaching the NCAA tournament each of the last 2 years. He was the Coastal Athletic Association Coach of the Year last season. In his 12 seasons as a college head coach, he has posted a winning percentage of 681 with 11 conference championships, 4 NCAA appearances. We are joined right now by Pat Kelsey. Pat, it's been a minute, but it's great to have you back on. Pat, how are you?
Romy, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm going to write down a lot of those nice things you said about me and share them with my in-laws when they come in town next.
You should, Pat.
It's an honor, man, to be in the jungle. I'm a huge, huge fan. The times throughout my career when I was at Winthrop in Charleston, when I was able to be on your show, was some of the coolest moments of my professional career, man. And I mean it. You're a legend.
My dude, that is such high praise, Pat. That means the world to me. I appreciate that. And now that you're at a program like Louisville, that you haven't forgotten that, and you were a quick yes, means a lot to me as well. In fact, why don't you talk about that for a minute, Pat? How would you sum up the last few weeks where you led the College of Charleston back to the NCAA tournament, you accepted the position at Louisville, and then you had to dive right into recruiting and assembling your staff? What's it all been like?
Yeah, you know, you hear the term, the phrase, and people say, you feel like you're drinking out of a fire hose with a straw. And I like to think, and you know how I am, Romy. Coach Prosser, my mentor, used to refer to me or describe me as making coffee nervous. So I try not to sip out of the fire hose with a straw. I'm trying to eat the fire hose. And there's things coming fast and furious. And, you know, when you make changes like this, moves in your life, like, yes, as a professional, you just jump in with 2 feet, you run toward it, whether it's promoting your program like I'm doing right now on your radio show. It's nonstop recruiting, the craziness of the transfer portal and things like that. But there's major changes that happen in your life as well. You know, I'm moving 2 teenagers from the school that they're in, their high school, and my son's 5th grade, and he's moving to a new part of the country. So disappointed that he's leaving his friends, but I'm going to tell you right now, when he walked into this practice facility and he saw 2 gyms, and I mean, it's like a hoop haven. He said, "Mom, when the heck are we moving?" So I didn't have to convince that dude very much. The Kelseys are excited to get to the Ville.
Man, I love that energy so much. Pat Kelsey joining us. Pat, go back. I wanted to follow up because you and I have talked, and you know I love Skip Prosser, and those who know what a legend Skip was. But you said something else, that when you have change in your life, and it can be kind of scary, you need to sprint right to it. You know, like you run to the train, not away from the train. Can you just elaborate on that? Because there's so many people that are inert, and they're afraid, and they're trapped, and they're stuck because they don't want that thing. But you need that, right? You need that challenge. What do you do with that challenge, and what's your mentality about that? Finish that thought.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say a name that maybe nationally his reputation might not be what it was years and years ago, but I'm from Cincinnati, right? The 513 Cincinnati Reds have been throughout generations and generations of family there, and one of the most beloved and revered names in Cincinnati's Pete Rose. And I grew up watching him, and you know, everything he did full bore, right? Heck, this year in the NCAA tournament, or actually it was in the conference tournament, I showed our guys a clip from the 1970 All-Star game. Game didn't mean anything. It's a stinking exhibition. And Pete's on second, base hit to left field, 9th inning of the All-Star game. Pete rounds third, and Ray Fosse, one of his best friends in baseball, caught the ball. He was the catcher, and Pete just barreled over him and ran him over. He said, "You know, when you lace it up, you know, you play to win." And that's just kind of how my dad and my mom taught me, you know, to live my life and go about things. You attack them. My mom never said, "Hey, man, hey, Pat, good luck tonight at your game. I hope you score 20 I hope you guys win. She said one thing and one thing only, and that was dive on the loose ones, right? Dive on the loose ones. So that's kind of the way I live my life. And yes, unbelievable opportunity to be the head coach at one of the most historic, tradition-rich programs in the history of college basketball. In this new age of new challenges, a couple years ago, in the advent of the transfer portal, in the advent of NIL, we said we're going to run toward it. You know, in any industry, Romy, you know this. If you hesitate, if you tiptoe into the lion's den, you're going to get eaten. So we ran toward it and tried to embrace it, because if you don't in any industry, you're going to get run over and you're going to get run out of the business.
I'm getting fired up. I'm just so hyped hearing that. It's so true. We're joined by Pat Kelsey. He's new head coach at Louisville. You know, I don't know if it resonated with your guys. You could tell me if it did or didn't. But, of course, I know that famous moment you're talking about. I mean, Pete Rose, in a game that was termed an exhibition, he ran Ray Fosse literally into the dugout. And Fosse was never the same after that. He literally, I mean, he continued his career, but he was never the player that he was prior to that. And Pete Rose only knew one way. He only had one gear. You know, Pat, to your fact, your kids, when they walk in and they see that facility, anybody who knows college basketball knows the rich history and tradition of the Louisville program dating back to Danny Crum, Rick Pitino. Having said all that, it's hard to imagine that the Cardinals have posted four consecutive losing seasons. So how do you view the job? Is it a rebuild, or is it more of a reset to get it back to where it's been traditionally?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, you mentioned the rich tradition. You mentioned Rick Pitino and Danny Crum. I mean, you walk into our practice facility, you walk into the Yum Center, which is one of the greatest arenas, I think, in college basketball, an NBA arena. And you look up and you see banners, and that speaks, you know, to the mystique. That speaks to the expectation. I really believe, Romy, in today's day and age, that you can get good quick, right? I mean, you look at 2 years ago at Charleston, we had a magical season, top 25, 31 games, 122 in a row, and season ends, a bunch of grad transfers graduated. A couple other guys went Power Five. We had four guys on our roster in the middle of April, and we rebuilt it and we did it again. You know, the transfer portal is giveth and taketh away, right? And the transient nature of the business now with guys coming and going, it's a constant approach where at the end of every season, you have to think roster management, you have to think talent acquisition, you have to put the pieces together. And then, you know, once your team gets there in June for summer school, I think part of the secret sauce and the teams that are the most successful are able to put pieces together very, very quickly, create a winning culture, get everybody moving in the same direction, and go attack for a championship.
See, very clearly, while some are complaining about the portal, you have embraced it because of what it is and used it to your advantage. You know, Pat, you mentioned your mom. I want to ask you about your dad. Your father, Mike, attended your introductory presser, and he served in the Marine Corps. How much did he help shape the person and coach you've become? What's he like?
Yeah, my dad's my hero. My dad's been in the car business for 54 years, Romy, and you know, maybe if you ask 1,000 people out there, okay, let's talk about different industries. Let's talk about the car business. And people might feel a certain type of way because my dad's one of the most finest, one of the finest, most upstanding, black and white, between your eyes, honest as a train wreck guy that I've ever met. He worked long hours. The automotive retail business is brutal on a family. I mean, they call it ding to dong, man. Opens at 9, closes at 9. People come in to buy a car, you take it up at 8:50, you're there till 10:30 at night. That's all I knew growing up. But somehow, some way, Romy, he was always present. He was always at my games. He found a way to be present in my life. I think fathers, the best gift parents that they can give to their children is to believe in them. And there's nobody that believed me like my father did, like my mother did, and I wouldn't be here as the head coach at the University of Louisville without the extraordinary parents that I had.
What an awesome statement. Pat Kelsey joining us. So, Pat, with everything you've got going on, I'm curious, did you get a chance to watch the national semifinals on Saturday? If so, what were your biggest takeaways?
I wish I was there, first and foremost. You know, that when you get to that Final Four, I mean, I think the NCAA tournament, Romy, is the greatest spectacle in American sports. There's going to be a lot of people, the majority of people out there, that'll say the Super Bowl. There's going to be a lot of people in Louisville that's going to say it's the Kentucky Derby, the 150th running is this May. It's as big as it stinking gets. But, man, Romy, there's nothing like walking into that stadium and 70,000 people there. You know, and now that I'm the head coach here, that's what I stare at the ceiling at night and think about, is us being there on that stage, the biggest stage that that our sport has, and having a chance to compete for a national championship. You didn't ask me, but if you did, I would say UConn's going to be really, really tough to beat. Crazier things have happened, but my goodness, are they humming. Danny's done an unbelievable job with that team, and they're as talented and as connected and playing as well as any team I've seen in a long, long time.
Pat, I was going to ask you about that before you left, and I'm glad you brought that up. I think that he's doing as good a job as any coach in the country right now. And, Pat, how about this, especially with your mentality?
He's a huge Cincinnati Bengals fan, too.
Yep.
I'm talking like ate-up Houday Bengals fan. Every time I see him, we start talking about the Bengals, and he knows, like, you know, the free agents that they're thinking about picking up, the guy that they just put on the practice squad. That dude is ate up with the Cincinnati Bengals.
He is the best, man. I love the guy so much. I love him so much. And he's a big jungle guy, too. He always makes himself accessible for this show. But, Pat, doesn't it show that even with the portal and all the changes in the game right now, NIL, that Dan Hurley has proven, and he's not the only one, but he's proven you can coach these guys hard and still have success, and that some of the players want to be coached hard. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I think winning players want discipline. They want accountability. You know, I've read a lot of stuff because obviously, you know, with the success they've had, the media coverage that they're having is extraordinary. And I read about his philosophy and the way they recruit and the way they hold players accountable. And I love it. That's in my DNA, too. We're an earn it program. They're a go get it program. We're not going to make promises. What we're going to promise you is, you know, we're going to win. And we're going to help develop you into the best basketball player that you could possibly be. We're going to compete for championships, but we're not a give you program. We are an earn it program, and that's what Danny Hurley's philosophy is as well. Just done an extraordinary job.
Leave me with this thought: you're about the right stuff, man. You've had to work and grind and fight and battle for everything. If I had said to you when you first broke in, is this where you thought you would end up, something like this, something like Louisville? Or are you still kind of looking around like, damn, this is really amazing?
Man, so I walked into my office, Romy, and they put it on social media. I'm sure you didn't see it, you know, probably five people did. But I walked in, and I look around, and I'm like, this is unbelievable. It's this huge, spacious area, and it has this huge glass wall that looks over to the practice facility, and it's lounge and couches and all this. I'm like, man, this is really, really cool. Now, where's my office? And they said, you're standing in it. And I was like, holy crap. No, man, but there's been some moments where all of a sudden I just stop time. And I look around and you think about the journey, the grind, right? I did it the hard way, right? I was a walk-on for Skip Prosser at Xavier, earned a scholarship. He hired me at Wake Forest as director of basketball operations. My job was to make sure the Gatorades were on the bus ice cold and the napkins were folded the right way for 3 years. And when he had an opportunity to hire an assistant coach in the ACC 3 years later, he hired me without interviewing anybody else. And there were thousands of people, Romy, that were more qualified than I was to have that job. He believed in me. And I thought I made him proud. And then got an opportunity at a lower level at Winthrop. We had great success there, Charleston. And to know I'm standing here right now in a place where when I tell you they are passionate about hoop here, it's crazy. Like, I'm just Joe Bag of Donuts from the west side of Cincinnati. Now all of a sudden I get out of my car and I walk on the sidewalk, and no matter what, they're like, Coach, L's up. I walked into a restaurant the other day, and within a couple minutes, they all start doing the Go Cards chant. It was crazy. So fan base, passion, the care factor here is off the charts. They're so hungry to get this place back in its rightful place as a national title contender, and I'm excited to have this opportunity, and we're grinding forward, and it's going to happen.
So, Pat, leave me with this thought. I never keep guys this long, but I'm so enjoying this conversation with you. I know I'd ask you about Skip, but those who know Skip was a brilliant, brilliant man. He was a one of one. He was so different. You know he's looking down. You know he's proud of you. But you just touched on something I think is really interesting. I know you appreciate how passionate and how rabid that fan base is. And I was going to ask you, and I think you just kind of answered it in part, are you fully prepared for all the amateur coaches that you know you're going to run into in the grocery store, in the restaurant, wherever, that all have really strong opinions on everything you're doing. Maybe something you didn't necessarily encounter in your first two stops.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely a different animal, but it's what you signed up for, right? I get what it's like to be a passionate fan, because guess what? I eat, sleep, and drink the Cincinnati Reds and Bengals. And you know what? David Bell is 10,000 times smarter than me at baseball, but I'll watch the game and I'll second-guess that dude in the eighth inning with two on, and he didn't lay down the bunt and move the guys over. I get it. That's what it is. But, you know, I would rather have it that way than have apathy. I would rather have it that way than have you're trying to draw blood out of a rock and create passion in a fan base. It is here. It is here. And the byproduct of that sometimes is that type of stuff. But that's the deal. When you sit in this seat at a place like Louisville, that's the deal. And you accept it. You put blinders on. You control what you can control. And then obviously engaging, right, with the fan base. Getting out there. Making sure they see your energy, feel your energy, know your personality. That's kind of what I do. And I think it'll resonate really, really well with the fan base as long as we win.
As long as you win, that other stuff you got covered, Pat. I'll tell you what, this I got so much out of this conversation that it's the rare conversation, because the way I do this thing, I'm back to zero every single day. No matter how good or bad a show is, we're back to zero every single day. I will listen back to this interview in its entirety just for the energy and the inspiration and the motivation. That's how good you were, Pat. It's great to have you on. Congrats on something that you have worked long and hard for, and now I know that the real work begins. I know that you know that, I mean. Great to have you, Pat. So appreciate that. Good luck to you, and I know we'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Romy. Talk to you soon. Go Cards. L's up.
L's up. Pat Kelsey. Man, that was good. Now, there's somebody who gets it. There's somebody who's worked his entire life to be in this position, understands exactly who and what is in front of him, and is going to do everything in his power to crush the opportunity. That is good stuff. Louisville fan, no guarantees. Pat knows. But how fired up are you to hear that kind of energy and that kind of passion and a guy who wants it that badly and who gets it and who understands it? I love when they walk him into his office. He's looking around like, hey, man, that's a nice space. That's a nice space. Hey, listen, I got to get started. Where's my office? You're standing in it, coach. This is all mine? I love it. Love it. I love when he talks about Skip Prosser, too. Skip Prosser was awesome. I miss Skip. I like having guys on that I've had on or that we have long-time relationships with. Would love to have. I mean, there's so many people in the basketball world that I think would love to have one more conversation with Skip Prosser. He was just so different and so interesting and so cool and such a great coach. Elville! What a day that is. So on a day that Lexington loses their head coach, John Calipari, and you start a new era, then crosstown, I get the new coach of Louisville on. And it's Pat Kelsey, and he's shot out of a cannon. Like, he's like, run to the opportunity. Attack everything. His dad was a Marine who worked in the car business more than five decades. And he started by saying to his mother, she never said, hey, Pat, go get 20. His mother was like, man, you hit the floor for every loose ball. You better win every 50-50 ball. Man, the energy in Kentucky right now. Compare the energy in Las Vegas, Lexington, to the energy in Louisville. And Pat's saying, man, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you about the championship. I wish I were there. Because when you walk in, and if you've ever been to a national championship game, you know exactly what he's talking about. There's something really different about seeing a basketball game in a stadium in front of 70,000 people. Until you've done that, it's really, really different. I've never even understood how guys shoot against a backdrop of that. But they do, and they've gotten accustomed to it. I agree with him. I think that it's, I actually put it out on the X. It's my favorite single event in all sports, the tournament. It never fails because of the format and the personalities. Man, that was good stuff. Pat Kelsey, new head coach at Louisville. So, Louisville fans, your reaction. Kentucky fans, your reaction. Arkansas fans, your reaction. Hey, Trojan fans, you going to come in and talk about Muss? Muss in SoCal? One of the things that Musk said was, we're not playing any zone defense. We're not playing zone defense. We're not zoning people here. You slap that floor, you man the hell up. I'll get into this when I talk to Musk, but I also love that Pat Kelsey was all about the portal. That you just know that at the end of the year, this is how you have to approach this. You have to know that every single year, this is how you approach it. One real advantage to USC getting Eric Musselman, you know, I talk a lot about how he must now go back to when we were in our 20s. Musk coached and GM'd in the CBA. He set records for the number of players that he traded. He's used to a high churn rate. Musk knows. Musk has coached in the developmental leagues. Musk has coached in the minor leagues. But that's kind of like Musk knows that. He was doing that long before anybody was doing that. So he'll be all about that portal. He got Nevada turned around like that. He got Arkansas turned around like that. That's why he's a perfect fit for USC. All right. Hey, Avi, how's it feel to be back? Dude, yes. Uh-oh. Is it Prize Picks time, Avi? Sorry, you already got one. Prize Picks.
Thank you.
America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Get in on the playoff action. Win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Remember, the playoffs get underway April 20th. The play-in round starts on April 16th, then the 17th, then the 19th. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. Prize Picks offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season. I love it. You will too. Download the app today. Use the code ROME, R-O-M-E, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Code ROME on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It is that easy. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. All right, once again, our thanks to Pat Kelsey. No absolutes, no guarantees, except that that's a guy who understands the opportunity before him. Man, I love that energy so much. Love that energy. Cardinal fans, where are you? I want your thoughts. Are you going to reserve judgment? Do you like what you hear? Are you confident in the future? Wildcat fans, who do you want to be your next head coach? Realistically, who do you think would come in and follow John Calipari? And are you happy he's gone? Are you shocked he's gone? Are you shocked that he's staying in the conference? Like, he clearly wants a piece of you. He won't say that. Well, you never know a Cal. Let's wait and hear what Cal has to say. I'm a little stunned by it. I'm not saying that there weren't issues. I'm not saying that maybe that marriage had grown stale and maybe it was broken, maybe it was irreparable. Rocky at best. But remember when the year ended, and maybe it was in part because Mitch Barnhart knew that there was a $33 million buyout. But remember when the year ended, he and Cal were saying all the right things, like, we're going to get this thing right. We're going to get together. We're going to sit down. We're going to talk about it. We're going to fix it. Maybe the AD was saying that because that was code for, I'm not writing a $33 million check. He didn't have to. Cal got out. And I think it's going to be good for Cal. Cal needs a fresh start. Cal needs a reset. Cal's going to have that chip on his shoulder again, I think. He knows. Cal's an extremely proud guy with a big ego. And I'm fine with that. Man, you know what? To survive in Kentucky, to coach Kentucky, you need a big ego. Man, you better think a lot of yourself. You better have a thin or a thick skin. They'll light you on fire. They'll chew you up. You got to be that guy. I think that even at 65, Cal still has that in him. I think it's in his DNA. I think he's got another run in him. And I see why they're investing in him, especially since Musk left. But now what? Now what? Now what if you're Kentucky? Oh, and there's a championship game tonight. Who do you like? I'm riding with UConn. Can't go against those guys. And still, I want to know, since when did we start giving people immense credit for losing by 14? Hey, credit to Nate Oates. Credit to Bama. They made it to the Final Four. They had never done that before. Congratulations.
For real.
But why are we acting like they just shocked the world or they won something? They lost by 14. Double digits. When did that become a thing? I mean, is that how highly you think of UConn? That staying within 14 is incredible? If that's it, do we drop confetti on Purdue if they stay within 6 tonight? Why even keep score? If they cover, if Purdue covers, do they actually win the Natty? Is the Natty itself handicapped tonight? You see me working. Because it seemed to be in the semifinals with all the hype that Alabama was getting for only losing by 14. Which was not a cover. They didn't cover. That spread was 11.5. But if Purdue stays within 6, if they lose by 6, do they actually win the Natty? Do you fit them for rings? Do you go interview Matt Painter if they lose by 6 and say, hey, coach, how's it feel? The ultimate redemption story from losing to a 16 to covering. Is he going to be crying for winning a Natty? I mean, come on. Come on. 1-800. And then, yeah, when they finally go with one shiny moment, is it going to be about Purdue and the final clock going to 0 and a shot up at the scoreboard and they only lost by 6? We did it. We did it. We only lost by 6. We covered. Dan Hurley will be looking around like, what the bleep is going on here? We won. It's a dynasty. No, they kept it within 6. That's the vibe I'm getting from Alabama. Like, great. You went to the Final Four. I mean that sincerely. Great. That was great. Nate Oates did an amazing job other than that whole wrong place, wrong time thing. And according to Rick, he's Chicklets. And he might be the next coach at Kentucky. But come on, man. Stop with what an amazing thing it was. You lost by 14. They played their worst game of the tournament and they still won by 14. Their worst game of the tournament, they still shot 50%. And if Purdue turns it over 16 times tonight, they are going to get blown out. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. I would have spent the entire day talking about that if not for Cal. Man. Arkansas. Cal. This whole thing is just mind-blowing. It's wild. All right. When we come back, I'm looking for an ATP. How about a good phone call? How about some good reaction? How about something that elevates the conversation? How about something that makes it better? Like Rick. Rick made it better. Rick in Buffalo made it better. Or are you hiding behind some 3D glasses, staring up into the sky because you traveled to a different state to see it? If that's the case, I don't want you to call. I don't want you to call. Stay with it. Time now for a sports update. Here it is. Here is Rich Ackerman. All right, let's start with the ATP, the Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Jim, I have been on this jungle cruise since the day you replaced sports babe Nancy. 4-hour shows back then. Saw your live show here at Galvin Plaza. Saw Ron Boone present you with a necktie from Karl Malone. I thought that I knew the show well, but I can't for the life of me place where the "That's Two for Me" drop came from.
It's two for me.
Cheers, Mike.
It's two for me.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much, dude. You are old school. You go way back. That was the Salt Lake City tour stop. Way back. Where does the "That's Two for Me" drop come from?
It's two for me. It's two for me.
Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis after getting another strap. Hey, Ray, way to make it about the team. Way to make it about the group. Hey, some of you other losers here, this is your first one. Just let everybody know that's two for me.
It's two for me.
I got two.
It's two for me.
Hi, Jim. Has Janet asked you to record the one shining moment portion of the game tonight since she is not home to watch it live? Thanks, Bella B in Calgary. No, Bella, don't get any ideas. Give her any ideas. I don't know what DJ is going to do. She's with her girlfriends, and they're doing their thing for a couple of days. I don't know. They may watch it, for all I know. I doubt it. It'll be me, Cody the Ragdoll Legend, and Sapphire the Rescue Cat taking it all in tonight. Hey, Mr. Rome, what airline do you like the best? Delta, American, or United? Respectfully, Edward Marino from Redondo Beach. I don't know, Ed. What's your favorite color? This one is an ATP for Allen. What grade would you give to James Kelly's week that was? Don't take this personal, Allen.
Josh Allen.
But I think it was the best week that was of all time.
Thank you,
Signed
Allen.
V and the Fee. War Poulter playing his favorite song today. Total Eclipse of the Fart. Hey, V, are you four? Alvin, did you hear James Kelly's attempt at the week that was? Alan says that James labeled it the Deca Gasser montage.
Yeah.
A lot of examples in football history of good quarterbacks.
Now, the big...
I apologize.
Yeah.
Tells you where James Kelly lives. He's like 50 and thinks that stuff's funny.
Total eclipse of the
heart. Bonnie Tyler deserves much better. All right, so at UK, Mitch Barnhart, the AD of Kentucky, post, quote, this is from 13 days ago. I'd mentioned that towards the end of the season, he and John Calipari sat down like, we're going to get this figured out. We're going to fix it. We are determined to fix it. On March 26th, Mitch Barnhart posted, quote, as we normally do at the end of every season, Coach Calipari and I have had conversations about the direction of our men's basketball program, and I can confirm that he will return for his 16th season as our head coach. Can you, Mitch? I don't think you can confirm that, Mitch. At Stephen Rummage posts, listening to at Pat Kelsey on At Jim Rome, and my goodness, we have a perfect representation of this university. Oh, hashtag God. Louisville basketball. You know, if you want the visual component, he said, Romy, I don't know if you've seen it. I think like five people did. Actually, a lot more than five people saw it. Go online and look for that video of him checking out his office. It's awesome. He's there with the staff. He's looking around. He's like, wow, this is nice. This is nice. Is this a lounge? And they said, no, coach, it's your office. And he's like, wow. And it's legit. It's not fake. It's totally authentic. So if you liked what you heard, go find the video. It's awesome. And my man looks like a million bucks. Like he's shredded. He's taking care of himself. Which I think is also a great sign. Yeah, the whole thing about Rick Pitino, what I thought was really interesting last week when Jamal Mashburn came on and we talked about Rick Pitino and how demanding he was and how hard he coached his guys, I thought the amazing thing was, and obviously I'd heard this before, but it really resonated with me again. It reverberated. Jamal Mashburn said, not only were the players held to a certain standard in conditioning, Rick Pitino made sure that his assistant coaches also were in that kind of shape and had to pass the conditioning tests. The assistant coaches, too. At Knip 0721 on X posts, Coach Kelsey is the ball of fire that we have craved the last 4 years. We need the basketball season to start right now. And believe me, he would too. Snagger, if Purdue loses but covers, will the French tennis reporter gal tell Coach Painter that he won anyway? Best, Michael in L.A.
Hi.
Yes,
Nadal, congratulations,
and she'd be right this time.
Win, and I would like to know, how do you feel after the game and if you're ready to give it another try?
I lost, by the way.
Yeah, I know, but it's a win anyway.
I love that attitude so much. Can you imagine every time you lost, you had somebody standing by your side going, you're good, you won anyway.
Congratulations on your win.
Honey, I don't know how to say this, but I got fired. Yeah, but it's a win anyway. Yeah, but we don't have a paycheck now. Yeah, but it's a win anyway. I'm proud of you. I don't know. It's that mortgage thing, that rent payment. I'm a little worried about that. No, it's a win anyway. I don't think the landlord's going to see it that way. When I go to drop that rent check off and I don't have it, and I tell the landlord why I don't have it, that I got fired, I don't think that the landlord's going to say it's a win anyway.
Congratulations on your
I'll tell you what's
win.
Not a win, this. Mike D for three. Quote, we're used to a high churn rate too. Signed, Amish women. Damn, Mike. Amish butter-making joke. Damn, Mike. How hard do you listen to this show looking for some sort of line or lane or crevice that you could wedge yourself into? An Amish butter-making joke. Wow, Mike. Are you high-fiving the no friends that you have right now? Wow. Come on, dude. A high churn rate. I said Eric Musselman will do fine with the portal and NIL because he's used to a high churn rate because he came up that way. Minor leagues, developmental league, he's used to high roster turnover. In other words, a high churn rate. Hey, Rome, we're used to a high churn rate too. Signed, Amish women. Wow, Mike. Hey, Mike, that's butter. You're so butter, bro. Except that you're not. Let's get a phone call in, man. God. Mike in Clearwater. Hey, Mike, you made it in. What's up?
What's up, Jimbo? Hey, man. You know, I guess this is another off Thursday beef on a Monday, so I don't know what's up with all these kooks looking at the sun today outside. I can't believe it. They're all outside work with these, like, 3D-looking shades on. Come on, guys. Get a life. I mean, you know, you're going to burn your eyes out. You're probably going to burn your eyes out like you're looking at beaks or something, and it happens every couple years, right? What's the big deal? Get a life, losers.
Well, rack him.
Rack
him. You know what it's like when people are on the X and they say a retweet is not necessarily an endorsement? A racked phone call is not necessarily an endorsement. I mean, honestly, it's not necessarily an endorsement. It just made me laugh, and the guy did what I asked of him. Have a take. Loser. He's like, you're losers and kooks. You're all out here during a work day, standing outside, staring at the sun, about to burn your retinas out, much the way people did when they stared at beaks. And it only happens, that drive-by, that stray that Beeks just caught was the one necessary, I think. And he goes, it happens every couple of years. I don't know that that's accurate either. I'll say this. Maybe it's just me, and I'm not judging anybody. I'm inside in a windowless box, and I don't feel like I'm missing anything at all. That's just me. I'm not saying you're a kook. I'm not saying you're a loser. I'm not saying you're a dork. I'm saying, Alvin, rack that call.
Rack him.
Just me. Let's see what else we have here. This guy goes all the way back to Pat 40. Paul Stewart writes, Pat sounds like a hater. How many straps does he have? Wore the 412 and 728. John is the poop in Pat's ice cream.
Hey, John.
No, I mean, Pat is an aggressive journo. He had a take and was not afraid to say what was on his mind. And what was on his mind was that John, Cal, this is not me. This is Pat 40. What was on Pat 40's mind, and I give Pat credit. Pat wrote this in a column, and then shortly thereafter, I had him on the show, and he said the exact same thing that he wrote in his column. That he felt that John Calipari left because he was incapable of fixing it and was a chicken. So he went and took the chicken money at Arkansas from Dyson. Tyson. Hey, Pat was in state. Pat's been watching Kentucky and Louisville ball for many, many years. Huge Call is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Try Syntec today exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Have a tremendous championship game. See you tomorrow. We're all about it. We'll talk about it then. We're out.